Hello.
Hello, my name is Heather. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, Heather, I got a charge on my card here. I don't remember what it was for, and I'm just kind of verifying that. This says muscleupnow.com, and the charge is $9.97. What else do you need?
I have your zip code so I can pull up your account.
Yeah, it's 47304.
Okay, and your first and last name was?
I'm calling on behalf of my wife. Her name is Beth Myrick, M-Y-R-I-C-K.
And can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, it's 3102 Brenwick, B-R-E-N-W-I-C-K Lane, Muncie, Indiana.
Okay, give me 1 second. My computer is loading. I'm still here. My computer is loading. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, no, no rush.
But there should be probably the balance if there's maybe $50-some more. I don't know. After, with this added in.
We need $50 more.
It could have been.
You start keeping receipts and writing down when you don't have a receipt. But otherwise, you don't do this every month. Well, you ain't going to use it much now anyway. You're over.
I'm still here. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. No rush. Next time you fix up this, because it's gravy. Slice tomato. Scrambled eggs. Make me a side of bacon. Crispy.
That stresses me out. I'm going to have to get away from both cards because I can't deal with two cards. I can't deal with one anymore. But I'm letting you pay it and you've got the receipt and I don't have a receipt. And it's too confusing.
I can pay your card.
You have a report and stuff.
I always give you the receipt. Always.
I do apologize. We're just having some system issues. Just give me one brief moment.
No problem.
System is still loading.
Okay.
See, you don't need to keep them after you justify that the charge is correct from here. Shred it. There's no need to keep that shit. You just need to keep what's current. And next month when I get a statement, I'll see what I've charged in there and I'll check them off. And then I'll shred it. That's my verification that I charged it.
Would they tell you what part it's been after this year? Up to this date?
Yeah, they just rattled off these same charges that you wrote down. These here,
mm-hmm.
Right there, there's seven of them. That's when they recommended that we call member services, and the reason being is you're over your credit line. So I called member services, and they're waiting on a lady that knows how to handle it. Call me back.
But I myself don't believe I'm over.
Well, you just told me that there shows you're over.
Yeah.
$30. Plus whatever else you charge.
I haven't charged anything else.
Okay. What's this $575? Is that bath
and
body?
That's all these here total. And there's a Lowe's, $53.48.
I got a $53.21.
Yeah, but it's $53.48. I just didn't. I
see, 58. See, A6 that shit. There's no need
to
keep
that.
Well,
this year's. Well, that should be 11. That was 11/28. What's the last one there? That would be this.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I'm sorry, what was the amount of the charge you were calling about?
Okay, it's $9.97.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see an order that was placed on the 23rd of October for $9.97. It was for a survival bracelet.
For what?
A survival bracelet.
Did you?
Yeah.
So that's legit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all we needed to check, ma'am. We just wanted to make sure we made that charge.
Okay, well, thank you so much for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.